I'm Richard Evans from the 104.9 MyFM Newsroom, and I'm sitting here with Billy Deneau, MPP from Renfrew-Nipissing Pembroke, talking about year one in office. Billy, always a pleasure to see you, and thank you for taking the time to chat with me today. Billy, it's been 1 year since you've been elected, and I have fond memories of meeting you for the first time on election night.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's almost been a year. February 27th, 2025, I was elected. And you were there, Richard, obviously at the victory night, and we're coming up to the year anniversary. So happy to talk about some of the work that's been going on in the background, and to chat about all things Renfrew-Nipissing Pembroke.
Billy, how prepared were you for the role you were about to take on? You're no stranger to politics, having been in council for the time you'd been in Arnprior. Tell me what was going through your mind in the earliest days of your tenure as RMPP.
I think the the number one takeaway was really just about the responsibility that the position entails. Understanding in conversation with previous MPP Yakubuski and how a lot of the work that you have to put in and how important it is. And when I left and was victorious in that election, I certainly felt obviously a lot of responsibility, felt a lot of gratitude, but also felt just ready to get working and get started. And as you say, we've met each other at a number of different events around Pembroke and around the riding. And I think that just speaks to how I just said, you know what, I'm going to hit the ground running and just try and get to meet our constituency as much as I can in the period of time that I got.
Billy, we do run into each other a fair bit out there in the community, which speaks, as you said, to the get out there and get it done sort of approach you're already taking with the position. You had big shoes to fill, quite literally, of course, with John Yakubuski being an institution here in the Valley for as long as he was. You knew John somewhat in passing at the time of your election, as I understand it. Tell me a bit about making that transition and following in those footsteps.
Well, so John actually had asked if I was interested in putting my name forward. And we had known each other just from an acquaintance standpoint based on me being a municipal councillor and him being the MPP. And I developed a little bit of a relationship through that period. But it was really during the election and then now post after that we've gotten to really understand and to know each other well, just from a standpoint of, predecessor to successor. Right. And he's always good to chat and to discuss and provide any guidance when he can. But he's really was a great guy and certainly someone that I looked up to when he was the MPP. And I hope to not only, I'm going to have my own path. I'm going to do things a lot differently than he did, but certainly to follow in the footsteps in terms of being an effective representative for the riding.
Knowing that you're very different people, the fact is now you have the same role that he did. How do you think you're going to approach things differently, Billy?
I wouldn't know what would be a specific thing that would be different in terms of, I think, style. I mean, John is a lot, just a different personality than I am. I'm personally much more reserved, and John is a very very sociable and likable guy, and I think that is just difference of people. That's difference of people for everybody's unique and different. But I think from a standpoint of what you do get from a similarity is just the value of being a public servant. I mean, that title is a lot to me as a person. When I was a municipal councillor, I remember my inauguration, and I had said that out of all of the things that I want to do over the next course of the term was just to be true to who I am, be a public servant, and be someone who is serving the people who elected me, serving the people who voted me in. That's really important to me, and being selfless in that pursuit and that belief. And I think John was a lot like that in his mannerism and his style, and that's a lot of the same sort of style that I have is that belief and value in being a public servant.
Tell me what was involved in your first hours on the job. What kind of things did you feel you needed to do in order to hit the ground running, as you put it?
One of the first things that we did once the office was up, first of all, you have to get your office up and running. I mean, that's core. I mean, your constituency office, because ultimately I can't be everywhere. I can't do everything. And I can't, you have to have a core office to be able to intake and then be able to deliver because of people who reach out, right? So we got that set up. That was the first thing that we did. and it's running well, it's operational. And then what we did is we reached out to all the mayors, we reached out to stakeholders, we started developing those relationships with people in the community, in the riding, because at its core, this job is about relationships. Relationships with your constituents, relationships with your stakeholders, relationships with your members of caucus and people that you work with on a daily basis when you're in Queen's Park. And so that was really the key thrust of what I did over the first very, very quick months. And, you know, I would say it's a lot of trial by fire. And certainly, you know, you just do whatever you can, do the best you can in such a very steep learning curve. But it's been going well, and I'm really happy with what we've accomplished over the first year. And I'm sure I'm happy to get into that as well if you want, Richard. So
let's do that, Billy. There's a lot to cover over 1 year. What does the role mean to you as Billy Deneau? You all of a sudden have a great deal of newfound responsibility and the ear of every politician in the Valley.
I think it's always, and I had that mentality when I was a counselor, it's about being honest to people. I am fully accountable to myself in terms of I have to be honest to people and be upfront and tell them, you know, this is what I can do, this is what I can't do, and I can't do everything. And I think for the most part, people actually appreciate when you're just honest with them. And, you know, it's just part of what we as public officials have to be willing to do is to tell people, you know, I want to help you and be empathetic and care and want to do everything you can, but also recognize when you can't do everything that, you know, hey, look at this is what I can do. This is what I can't do. I always say that we can guarantee an answer. Can't necessarily guarantee the outcome.
Billy, in the brief time you've been in office, you've already had a pretty impressive track record of getting things done. What are among the highlights for you thus far?
Well, so, I mean, one of the first big accomplishments that I feel that was so valuable for this community, this riding, is the Primary Care Action Plan, which is an action plan across the province of Ontario to connect Ontarians to primary care by 2029. In Renfrew-Nipissing-Pembroke, the Upper Ottawa Valley Consortium that put in a bid for that plan received $3.3 million to connect over 9,000 people to a primary care physician, which is a significant amount, no doubt about that. And that was a hard-fought battle in such a quick amount of time. The people that put in the bid, myself when I was there in Queen's Park, you know, mentioning this to decision makers of how important this was, and we were successful, which is amazing. And that just goes to show you how you can have such a positive impact in your community, especially something so, you know, so personal. I mean, having a family doctor, having access to a primary care physician. So that one was a big one. Another one would have been the community sport recreation infrastructure funding grant that was received in Armprior, Pembroke, Admas in Bromley, and Deep River, because ultimately, a lot of what we talk about in terms of making our communities better is about having access to really community-building facilities like arenas, like outdoor rinks, like the Pembroke waterfront. And so that funding, which amounted, I think, to $2 million, goes a long way to assisting those aging facilities like the Armprior Nick Smith Center, like the Admas and Bromley outdoor rinks, like the Deep River arena. So it was... Those were some two really big highlights. And of course, there's so many. I mean, we had one just last Tuesday, you know, the water, wastewater infrastructure funding. I mean, almost $40 million. And those are extremely important assets. I mean, clean, safe drinking water for people in our community is such a vital service that we may take for granted, but it's so important. And having that funding is key to communities across the riding. And I know the city of Pembroke, I believe they said it was the single largest grant that they've ever received in the history of Pembroke. So those were some of the biggest ones that we were successful in such a short period of time.
As you know, a tax increase has been put in place in Pembroke stemming from this year's budget, and I know that's not your can of worms necessarily, but there is a lot of need for infrastructure expenditures, which speaks to the need for provincial grants. How do you look at this issue from your standpoint?
Well, I would say that that's obviously, you know, those are municipal issues, and of course, I don't want to overstep and step into a municipal arena. I used to be there. I'm no longer there anymore. It's now provincial only. But I will say that from our standpoint, from the provincial standpoint, you know, grant funding like the Community Sport Recreation Infrastructure Funds are there because we want to protect the local economy, we want to protect local infrastructure, and we want to invest in quality of life facilities for the future of our residents. And those are important. I know it was important to me as a municipal councillor. I mean, I grew up at the Nick Smith Center Arena. I was a lifeguard. I volunteered at Camp Wanago. I was a summer student at the Town of Armparas Recreation Department. And I would probably say that if I had not done that, I would not have become a municipal councillor. So I don't know what I think about that. But what I would say is just from our standpoint, from the provincial standpoint, is those funding streams are available. And if there is another one that comes out, if there is another stream that comes out in the Community Support Recreation Infrastructure Fund, I mean, I'll fight for anyone who's willing to put a grant forward.
Billy, let's talk a bit about your background, your family life. I don't know you well, of course, and I'm sure our listeners would like a bit of insight as to who you are and where you came from.
Yeah, so I went to school in Armparas District High School. I mean, before that, I was at St. Joe's in Armparas. So I grew up in Armparas. I worked in Armparas. I was, you know, I did so many different jobs in terms of when I was growing up, you know, whether it be working at McDonald's, which, I mean, it's still, you know, that's a good starter job. That's a good starter job. Really teaches you a lot about work ethic and getting, you know, being a good customer service, right? Because that is at its core is what that job's all about. Being a lifeguard, being a camp counselor, you know, a summer student, worked at a concrete construction company in Ottawa for a little bit, and then did accounting at a big four company, and then a local company as well, and was a municipal counselor. So really, I mean, my work history is a little bit, for being 25, is certainly kind of been pretty staggered. But from a personal standpoint, you know, my parents grew up in Armparas. My mom is an Armparas gal, and my dad's a Braeside boy. So really, both of them, too, are also the same sort of deal. You know, they grew up in the valley. They went to ADHS, worked very, you know, working class, middle class jobs. And my sister's a nurse, works at in the healthcare system. So, you know, when it comes to my background, it's really, really quite interesting. You wouldn't expect or think that I would be in this position and be in politics, but it kind of speaks to and something I'm grateful for, makes me a much more well-rounded person as someone who is just no different than many people in the Ottawa Valley. You know, just another regular guy who put his hand up when was asked and wanted to serve his community.
You've been dubbed Billy the Kid, and as I understand it, you don't mind that moniker. Are you, in fact, the youngest MPP to hold the title?
I'm the second youngest currently in the legislature. Now, they never remember the second youngest. They always remember the youngest. Joseph Rosinski is the youngest current member of provincial parliament. He's 23. He was a councillor at the same time. He got elected the same time I got elected, actually. We met at AMO or Roma when we were both municipal councillors. And previously to that, it was Sam Osterhoff, who was 19 when he got elected. So the legislature is not short of young people that put their name forward. I mean, Sam's now 27 and he's been there for 8 years, right? So he's I'm one of the youngest for sure. You're proud to be so.
Billy, you've been very gracious with your time, and I sure appreciate you coming in to fill us all in on what's turned out to be a very successful first year in office for you. One last question before you go. What's coming up that folks need to know these days, and what are your final thoughts when you're in?
Well, I know that, one of the biggest issues, of course, is Highway 17, especially that Armparas to Bruce Street component. And we had really good discussions at Roma this year, and I can assure residents that there's going to be a really good announcement coming up very shortly, and it's one that I think many people are really anxious to see. So that one's a big one. But at the end of the day, I mean, it in 4 years, you know, whatever happens, whatever the case may be, you know, I'm hopeful that at its core, what impression I've given to people is that I'm willing to work really hard for this riding, for this community, because I care a lot about this community and the people within this community. And I hope, too, that people can understand that I don't see myself as just the MPP, as, you know, MPP Deneau, but really as I'm Billy. You know, if you see me at an event or anything like that, you should never feel hesitate to just come up and talk to me, because I'm just a person. I'm no different than anyone else who's out there and out in the community. And I want to meet you, and I want to get to know you, and I want to understand what is the challenges that you're facing. And being that person, being just Billy, I think is really important to me and what I want to convey after 4 years. If there's anything that people can say, you know, MPP Deneau, he was just Billy.
Billy, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to share with us today. I know we'll cross paths out there on the highways and byways of the community going forward. Best of luck to you, and thanks again for your time. This has been a conversation with Renfrew Nipissing Pembroke MPP Billy Deneau. Thank you for listening. For 104.9 MyFM, I'm Richard Evans.